Amen.
All right. The vessel that will be leading us in prayer tonight is Bro Tony Welly. I hand over unto him.
Prayer or teaching?
Yes, the teaching. So you take 15 minutes. Sister Esther will take 15 minutes for prayer.
Okay. Oh, praise the Lord. Actually, we give thanks to God Almighty. We acknowledge the Most High God, the giver of knowledge and wisdom, the one who has freely given us his Spirit, the Spirit that is light in us, that we walk not in darkness. We thank you. We thank God for the opportunity that he has given to us to be the one to be the one through which the Spirit speaks. And also we acknowledge every parliamentarians, everyone in their various locations. We acknowledge every one of you, and we thank God for all that you have been doing for the parliamentarians. We are very grateful to God for everyone. This mandate to take the teaching actually came to us this evening. So the topic of our teaching is going to be spiritual inheritance. Spiritual inheritance. I hope you can all hear me. And we are going to be doing a lot of Bible reading, actually, because there is a precedent that I want to set, that I want to draw. There are some things I would like to draw from the Bible in order to give the message, the real message of the topic. And in order to draw that from the Bible, we need to do some heavy reading, some readings. So because we don't have time, I will do all the reading. All you have to do is just pay attention. First of all, I hope you can all hear me.
Yes.
Okay. So today's topic is spiritual inheritance. Spiritual inheritance through the Spirit or by the Spirit. Spiritual inheritance through the Spirit. That is going to be our topic today. And in order for us to do justice to this topic, we would like to have a little bit of working definition. Please, somebody should be keeping time for me, because I'm already looking at some things I wrote down. We are going to start with the working definitions. So what do you mean by inheritance anyway? Inheritance, according to Cambridge Dictionary, means money or objects or things, objects that someone gives you when they die. Yeah, that is there are a lot of definitions, but let's just stick to that, because that also resonates with what we are talking about. And inheritance is that money or objects or a thing that someone gives you when they die. Then what is spiritual? Spiritual is the unseen realm of existence by which all things physical is controlled or influenced. And at the top of this realm is God Almighty. That is the spiritual. I've just defined. This is my own definition. This is my own definition by the Spirit of God that God gave to me. That this is how the Spirit of God made me to understand it. That spiritual means the unseen realm of existence by which all things physical is controlled or influenced. And at the top, at the helm of this realm is God Almighty. That is spiritual. Then the spirit is defined as, the spirit is that component part of all beings through which we interact in the spiritual realm, through which we influence or are influenced by the spiritual realm. So what the spirit is, the spirit is a component part that is an invisible part that interacts in the spiritual realm, is a part of all beings. For example, we have the spirit of a man, then we have the spirit of the animal. Remember, as it was in Solomon in Ecclesiastes, he said the spirit of man goeth upward, the spirit of animals goeth downward. Then also we have the spirit of the heavenly beings as well. The spirit of the heavenly beings, and we know about the spirit that is in the wheels within the wheels. We remember that verse in the book of Daniel when Daniel was saying, he say the spirit of the being is in the wheels. So the spirit is that component part of a being that interacts with the spiritual realm. So the topic now is spiritual inheritance through the spirit. As the topic signifies, spiritual inheritance, that means this is the inheritance that is given in the spiritual realm. This is the inheritance that people get from spiritual realm. And this inheritance is by the impartation of spirit. Understand? For example, when Christ came and he died and he gave us his spirit, so it is being impacted, and that's the impartation of that spirit gives us an inheritance in God. So what this topic means, that is the spiritual inheritance through the spirit, signifies. Now, the nature and the worth of any spiritual inheritance that anyone may receive is determined by the kind of spirit that individual receives. I'll repeat that again. The nature and the worth of any spiritual inheritance that anyone receives in the spirit is determined by what kind of spirit that the person was impacted with. Let's take, for example, in the book of Romans chapter 2, I will just read it, we all know it. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. In King James Version, it says, "For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death." So the spirit of God, gives an inheritance of life, for example. You understand, for example, but the spirit of the air of wickedness, of demonic forces, those spirit gives darkness, gives death. So the nature and the worth of any spiritual inheritance one receives is determined by what kind of spirit that individual receives. So the question is, what spirit are people receiving? Is it the spirit that gives inheritance to life? Or is it the spirit that gives inheritance to death? So that goes back to the topic, spiritual inheritance through the spirit, or spiritual inheritance by the spirit. So let's go to Ephesians. I will just read through, you guys all know, Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 13 to 15. And it says, "In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation, and believed in him, that is, believed in Christ, you were stamped with the seal of promise, Holy Spirit, and you are owned and protected by God. I'm reading from Amplified Bible, Amplified Version. The 14 says, the Spirit is a guarantee, of our inheritance until the redemption of God. So it's a guarantee of inheritance. That's what I'm, so if you receive the Spirit of God by the confession of Jesus Christ, it's a guarantee that there is an inheritance somewhere. There is a spiritual inheritance. So the impartation of the Spirit of God gives us an inheritance. That goes back to the topic, spiritual inheritance by the Spirit, by the Spirit of God. Romans 8, 14, 7. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are the sons of God. And if they are the sons of God, that means they are heir together with Christ. You see, this is an inheritance. Together with Christ, when the word heir together with Christ, that means there is an inheritance that is attached. When they say this is the heir of the man, that means it is an inheritance that they are talking about. Who is the heir of this man? Because there is an estate that belongs to the man that just died. Who is next in king? Who is the heir? Who is the son? Who is the next? You know. So they say, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And by the Spirit of God, we are heirs with Christ. That means heirs, there is an expected inheritance. So by the impartation of the Spirit of God, we have an inheritance. I hope it is clear. Now, I want to go a little bit deeper in the realms of the Spirit to for that, because now I believe that I have set up a foundation through which we can understand the next section of the teaching that I want to go to. We all know that man is a spirit being. Of course, before Christ, we were just in the soul, we were just the flesh. But when we receive Christ, because Christ is a life-giving spirit, when we receive Christ, we became the children of Christ, born by the Spirit. So we became spiritual beings as well. So because of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit that is in us, now we the things that are Christ are also our things. The properties that are Christ are also our properties. The life of Christ is also made manifest in us. We walk in the image of Christ. You know, when people look at us, they are seeing Christ. We are walking in the footstep of Christ. You know, whatever that pertaineth unto Christ in the spiritual realm also pertain unto us. The spiritual wealth of Christ, because we have the Spirit of Christ, is also our wealth as well. You know, it's also our wealth. Whatever personality that is of Christ, we also have that personality. However Christ behaves, we also behave in that manner. That is why we are called the children of God. So let's go back to the book of Luke chapter 1. I just want to draw on something here. I told you guys we're going to be reading. I believe that probably I'm going to need more than 15 minutes because I yet to touch on what I am meant to touch. Luke verse 1, I will just read from verse 13 to 17. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zachariah, for your prayer is heard. And your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness. 14. And many will rejoice at his birth. 15. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. 16. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. 17. He will also go before him in the spirit and in the power of Elijah. In the spirit and the power of Elijah. So now we know that when we are this is before Christ was born, and we know that Elijah walked with God, and he had the Spirit of God, and we are spirit being, and a spirit being, we have our own identity, like a kind of we have our own unique spirit. Our own unique spirit, like everyone have their own unique spirit. Then when the Spirit of God comes upon us with our own spirit, we begin to get the essence of the Spirit of God in our spirit. We begin to develop a kind of personality in our spirit because of the essence of the Spirit of God that we are getting, because the Spirit of God is already in us. This kind of grant our own spirit, its own personality, its own power, according to the measure of the revelation that our spirit gets from our union with the Holy Spirit. I just hope that I'm able to explain this. That is why we can say the spirit of Elijah, the spirit of this person, the spirit of this person. You know, you can say this person has the spirit of Apostle Arome, or this person is operating in the spirit of Bishop Oyedepo, because when we are born of God, we have our own spirit, and the Spirit of God is one with our own spirit, and the essence of our own spirit that we are able to, the revelation that we are able to draw from the Spirit, from the Holy Spirit in our own spirit, gives us a unique person, makes us a unique person in God, and that determines the glory of God upon whoever. It determines the amount of light you're able to, the amount of revelation you're able to get from the Spirit of God into your own spirit, determines the amount of glory that you have as well. So I just hope that I'm able to do justice to this, because that's where I am going. So everybody have their own unique spirit by the Spirit of God. Every born again spirit filled Christian have their own unique spirit in which they operate, and this has to do with their gifts as well, different gifts and different measure depending on the light they are able to get from the Spirit of God upon them when they receive Christ. So the unique spirit, so the spirit of Elijah the spirit of Elijah was upon John. Yeah. So with this understanding, let's do a bit of comparison between the spirit of Elijah and Elisha. Elijah and Elisha. Let's go back to Second King. I will just read through Second King 2 verse 9 to 15. I'll just read very fast. Verse 9, it says, "And so it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, asked what may I do for you? What do you want me to do for you before I am taken from you?" That's what Elijah is actually saying to Elisha. "And Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. So he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. Then it happened as they continued on and talked that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Now, when the sons of the prophets who were from Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha. And they came to Elisha and they bowed down to the ground before him." Now, when the sons of the prophet, when they came to Elisha, they are no longer seeing Elisha. They are seeing the spirit of Elisha. That is the spirit that they are honoring. Now, from that moment on, we know what happened. Elisha began to walk in the prophetic. He began to walk in the footpath of Elijah. The things that Elijah was able to do in his life, Elisha also was able to do. It's just like a baby that you just you took the spirit of the baby and you put it in the spirit of the groom, in the body of the grown man, and the spirit of the baby is, or let's just say you take a baby and you put, you're able to put the baby in a grown man, and the baby started walking. He can do things, he can talk, he can do all things, he can do so many things a grown person can do, but we know that that is not possible. But that is actually what happened. It's like the spirit of Elijah was taken and was put inside of Elisha, and Elisha was able to do spiritual, was able to do miracles, signs and wonders that he was not able to do before. And what happened? The path of Elijah, Elisha began to walk on that very path as well. The things that happened to Elijah when he was alive on the earth is like a reset. The things that happened to Elijah began to happen to Elisha as well. Let's take, for example, when Elijah, we know that Elijah, the story of Elijah with the widow and the barrel of meal and the cruse of oil that did not fail when Elijah instructed, he said there will be famine for 3.5 years. He said not by God, not by the word of God, but by my word. And when he was instructed to go to a certain place, that a raven would bring food to him, that he should go to a certain brook where he would be drinking water because there won't be a rain. So when the famine was actually heavy on the land, the brook dried up. God instructed him to go to a certain widow. God has instructed him to go to that widow, that widow is going to be the one to feed him. So when Elijah got there, he saw the widow gathering two sticks in order to make cake. What did Elijah say to the woman? He said, please, that you should give me water. As the woman was going, he said, please come, just make me a cake. Bring me a little. The woman said, it's just little for me and my child. For me and my son, just little. I'm gathering two sticks, just to make it. And let her say, okay, go and do as you do, but just make a little and bring for me. I am promising you by God that the barrel of meal will not waste, the cruse of oil will not fail until the time that God sends rain again upon the earth. You know, this is a miracle. Just a meal that they will eat, the woman and the child, and the child of the woman will eat and they will just die. There is nothing more. Elijah is telling the woman that the meal will not fail until the time God sends rain. And it's a miracle, and we know what happened. The barrel of meal did not fail. It did not fail. In the same Elisha as well. Let's go to Elisha. Elisha in Second King chapter 4, from verse 1 to 7. It says, a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophet cried out to Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my sons to be his slaves. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Then Elisha said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather a few. When you go to your house, lock the door and pour out the oil that you have into those vessels until all is filled. Then take it and go and sell. Pay off the debt to your creditor so that your child wouldn't be taken. So we are seeing the same thing happening to Elisha. The same thing that happened to Elijah is also happening to Elisha. We know what happened to the son of the woman that was gathering two sticks. He knew that the son died. Then the woman said, oh man of God, have you come to remember my sins? Have you come to call my sins to remembrance before God to slay my son? Then what did Elijah say? Elijah said, give me your son. Give him to me. So Elijah took the son and put him on a bed and cried unto God, and God raised him up from the dead. In the same manner, when the widow, Elisha, now let's come to Elisha. In the same manner, the son of the woman, when the woman the Elisha was the woman actually invited Elisha into her home. They built a house for Elisha. This is Elisha we're talking about, not Elijah. And the woman does not have a son. And Elisha said, "What shall we do?" And Gehenna, the servant of Elisha, then said, "The woman did not have a son." Elisha said, "By this time next year, in the time of life, you carry a son." The woman said, "Oh, do not joke with your, do not give your maid servant a false hope." So it happened that the woman actually conceived. And we know what happened. The woman's sons died. The woman got up and went and looked for Elisha, where Elisha is. And when he saw Elisha, he told Elisha, "Look, didn't I tell you not to fool me? The child is dead." Then Elisha gave Gehenna the staff. He said, "Go, do not talk to anybody. When you get to where the son is, lay the staff upon the child. And the child will resurrect." The woman said, "I will not leave until you come with me." So Elisha actually went with the woman. Gehenna got there first. He laid the staff on the boy. The boy did not wake up. Elisha went and he cried unto God, "Oh God, what, you know, that you should please restore the woman's child." He exactly how Elijah laid on the woman, that woman's child, with his face, with his mouth to his mouth, with his hand to his hand, exactly how Elijah laid on that boy, the same way Elisha laid on this very one. And the boy, actually, God hearkened, and the boy resurrected. So we are seeing a path. What is happening to Elijah, because he had the spirit of Elisha, is also happening to Elisha. Let us go to the pattern of the River Jordan. What happened? That is in the book of 2 Kings. We know how Elijah first parted the River Jordan with his mantle. 2 Kings 2:6-8. And I read, "Elijah said unto him, Tarry here, I pray thee, tarry here, for the Lord hath sent me to Judah." And Elisha said, "As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." And Elisha went with Elijah. And verse 7 said, "And 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood to view afar off. And they stood by the Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the water," that is, hit the waters, "and they were divided on this side and on that side. And both of them, they went on a dry ground." They crossed on a dry ground. In the same manner, it came to pass that Elisha, when it came to pass, Elisha was talking to, was telling Elijah that, "Give me the double portion of your spirit," in verse 11, that behold, there appeared a chariot. When the chariot took Elijah away from Elisha, now when Elisha saw it, and he cried, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horseman thereof," and he saw him no more. And he took hold of his clothes and rent it in two. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted asunder, and Elisha went over on a dry ground. So we know this. So we are seeing exactly the things that happened in the life of Elijah is exactly the things that are happening in the life of Elisha. You see, we can go further, maybe after, now we can go further and actually study that verse. Exactly the things that happen in the life of Elijah, because now the spirit of Elijah is now on Elisha, the same things now begin to have preeminence over the life of Elisha. So it is because of the Spirit. It is because of the Spirit. It is because of the Spirit. And we know we started first by the Spirit of life, which is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Lord, that has, because Christ now has life. And now we have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ upon us. We also have life. Life is working on in us. So that is what I'm trying to point. I believe that by now I would have exhausted my 15 minutes. But if you grant me just a few more, because this is now the point where I'm going. This is the point, the main thrust of the message. And the message is in relation to John, to MP John. I believe that MP John, there was a time when he was in Port Harcourt. During that period, that was the early period, or during the first few months or the first few weeks when he arrived in Port Harcourt. And I hope you can all hear me. I think your network went. Can you all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so
I can hear you.
So that was during the first few weeks when he arrived, Port Harcourt, when he arrived my home, my house. And we know what happened, what he was doing, what went on. I believe that he also knows what actually happened. But the what I wanted to draw out from that experience is that he told me that he is me in that place, and that I am him. If he could remember, it's like a switching of the place, a switch. If you can remember, I would just like you to. Okay, I've spent 2 minutes already. Let me just round up. So it's like a switch. So what I'm trying to point out is that the Spirit that God has given me to walk with, the Spirit that God has bestowed upon me, is the same Spirit that John is walking, that is upon John, that is walking in John. Is walking in John. Remember the cutting of our hair and what went on, the cutting of our hair and me going on low cut and John taking how it went. And I told John that if you are actually me, that means you'll be coming abroad to study, because I came abroad to study. You actually come abroad to study. So the path that I took to come to UK to study, or to come abroad to study, is the same path that you will come as well to study. The same thing that happened to me, whatever that happened to me that brought me out to a foreign country, will be the thing that will be manifesting in his life as well, to bring him to a foreign country for him to study as well, or to do whatever God wants him to do. And I think the last few meetings that we had, I'm sorry that I have to, because if I don't conclude, it wouldn't make any more sense. I just plead with you. The last few meetings that we have, I'm hearing in the background this guitar that John always plays. This guitar that he plays in the background. And that was the guitar. I got a guitar as well. I got a guitar before I came to the UK as well. Before I came to the UK, as he's playing it, that was what my mind went to. So the message is, the Spirit that God bestowed upon me, that brought me to the UK, is the same Spirit that is at work in Brother John, in MP John. And the same Spirit is the Spirit of God. And John is coming over. By this, he's coming over. It's coming over to a foreign country. I don't know if it's the UK, but I pray that it's the UK that God brings you, that God brings you here. you are definitely coming. And when you told me, remember when you told me then that is a switch, I told you that means you're coming to UK to study. That's what I told you then, because God was giving me this teaching, God was giving me this understanding was what God was giving me for a long time, even now. So I would like to end here. I've taken even double the time. I have more to say, but I believe that the message has been the little that I've been able to pass. Praise the Lord. Thank you, everyone.
Hallelujah. Yes, Sister Esther is leading us in the prayer. Sister Esther is leading us in the prayer.
Praise the Lord.
Shake it,
In the Bible, in the Word of God, when Jacob wrestled with God, he said to him, I will not let you go until you bless me. Because he knew that there is something that he needs from God that God must give him before he lets him go. He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. We are going to be praying tonight, Father, we will not let you go until you give us that which you have promised us. Shall we begin to pray? We will not let you go, Father, until you give up. Because there is something that Jacob was meant to get from the Lord. He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. I will not let you go until you answer me. Let's begin to turn it to prayer. Father, we will not let you go until you give us that which you have promised us. That which We know that before one can have an inheritance with God, first you must be his son, you must be his children. If we are joint heirs with Christ, if we have inheritance, whether spiritually or physically, with our Father, we must be his children, his son, before we can have an inheritance with him. We are going to be praying, Father, King of Glory. This inheritance you have given to us, O Lord Father, show us the way, King of Glory, to our inheritance. Teach us what to do, Lord. Show us the way to our inheritance. Teach us what to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, show us what to do. If God has said, I promise you this, I promise, it takes the direction of the Holy Spirit to begin to direct you. Okay, this is what to do. This is how to get the inheritance. Shall we begin to pray, Holy Spirit?
Made us joint heirs with Christ. That means spiritually we are automatically the sons and daughters of God. Spiritually we are automatically the sons and daughters of God. And we thank God for what Christ has done for us to make us his sons and daughters. And what the Father has done for us, giving us Jesus and making us to have inheritance as the children of God. Shall we begin to say thank you, Father?
Thank you, Lord God.
Shall we begin to say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Lord King of Glory, for the
help. Thank you, Lord God.
We take that that belongs to us.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Both spiritually, both physically. Thank you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We
thank you, Lord God.
In the mighty name of Jesus. We
thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Spirit of the living God, we say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
All the glory belongs to you, Most High God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
we cried, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. The word of God says that if we know how to give good things to our children, what more of our Heavenly Father? The one that has made us joint heirs with Christ. It's what said, the thoughts that he has for us, they are of good and not of evil, to give us an expected end. Father, we say thank you for the thoughts that you have for us, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That it is of good and not of evil. We say thank you, King of Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, Father, for the good things that in which you will have for us as your children. Father, we say thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Blessed be your holy name, Most High God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
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 Thank you very much, Ma. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, everyone.
Give glory to the Lord. Yeah.
And give thanks.
My faith has been stirred up.
Congratulations, yes. Mr. John. I think you're coming over.
God.
You're coming over. You're coming over. And that is one of the reward that you got in Port Harcourt. It's one of the rewards.
Yes.
Yeah. You're coming to a foreign land. You're coming to study. You're coming to, according to what God has proposed. You're coming. But I pray that it be the UK, it be here, so that we will, you know, we join again and join power by the Spirit of God. So.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. Father, Lord God, we say thank you for tonight.
Thank you, Lord God.
We thank you for the time spent so far. We thank you for helping us to build the foundation for the trend that is yet to be made manifest in our life, so as to give us an insight into the future based on the model of the past. Mighty God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord God.
The sermon was lengthy, but the purpose was achieved at the end of the day. Mighty God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glorious God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, glorious God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Holy God. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Can we share the grace only?
The
grace
of our Lord Jesus,
Christ. The love of God.
And
the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Be
with us now.
And
forevermore.
Amen.
Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us
all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the
house of the Lord
forever.
Forever and ever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I salute everyone.
Thank you.
Good night to us all. Good night to us all.
Good night.
I'll see us tomorrow.
No. Have a good night, everyone.
Great journey for us.
Yeah. We didn't see him on the platform.